You're listening to SBS News.
In the dark on Australia's prison system, the United Nations had planned a 12-day visit to monitor places of detention. 91 nations have signed up to OPCAT, the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. It aims to protect the rights of people in detention. But representatives were denied access at multiple centres and ended the trip ahead of schedule. Former prison inspector Steve Corana is now a coordinator for OPCAT's Australian arm. He says it's no surprise that Australia wasn't prepared.
I think it's really disappointing, but it's not unexpected, unfortunately. Australia has had almost 5 years to get its act together in terms of OPCAT. It's had 5 years to prepare for an SPT visit. And it's known about this. It's been prepared for it, but some of the states and territories, unfortunately, haven't put in the necessary steps to comply with those visits.
Corrective Services New South Wales confirmed that UN representatives were denied access at two prisons yesterday, saying they didn't have prior approval. The UN was also denied access to the Queanbeyan court cells last week and said it faced access issues in Queensland as well. In a statement, the United Nations called this
a clear breach by Australia of its obligations under OPCAT. It's concerning that 4 years after it ratified the optional protocol, Australia appears to have done little to ensure consistent implementation of OPCAT obligations across the country.
Jorge Arosh is a clinical psychologist and the CEO of the New South Wales Service for the Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors. He explains that these visits are supposed to be unannounced to provide real insight into places of detention.
It is essential. In countries where we suspect that torture is happening, if visits were only made to facilities where prior advice has been given, any country like Myanmar, Iran, countries where we know that torture is happening, would be able to just, whitewash a facility and just allow, the committee to visit that facility.
The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, pushing back on criticism that his state or Australia was in any breach of its obligations.
I made it very clear, we're a sovereign country in our own right, and we've got the high standards when it comes to correctional facilities in New South Wales. If there is a problem, please raise it. If there's not, we have an ombudsman in place, and I support the work that they do.
When pressed by SBS, Queensland Corrective Services responded with this statement.
Delegates were given unrestricted access to a correctional centre in Brisbane for a few hours where they had the opportunity to meet staff and prisoners.
Jorge Arosh says this latest debacle is a bad look for Australia.
I think Australia has got a very good record to uphold in the area of prevention of torture, and it doesn't help the international fight against torture, particularly at this time when the world is going through a period where torture is being used by so many countries around the world.
Asher Hirsch from the Refugee Council of Australia calls it a missed opportunity.
Australia should be welcoming a visit from the UN body. We should be modelling good international citizenry and showing that we have nothing to hide, welcoming the advice and welcoming the chance to improve our international obligations and ensuring that our detention centres adhere to obligations under international law. Now, we're very concerned about the length of time in detention. Australia has an average of 742 days for people such as refugees in immigration detention centres, and that is far beyond the rest of the world. And what this visit would have actually done was shone a light on some of these appalling conditions in detention centres and other places of detention around Australia.
In a statement, the Federal Attorney-General Mark Dreyfus blasted New South Wales over its refusal to allow access to the anti-torture inspectors. He says Australia is committed to upholding human rights and that the government would raise these matters with the states and territories. Tina Quinn, SBS News.